Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.
Let chaos reign!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Bet for the Cycle has reached the point of no return. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. We have reached hour three here on Bet for the Cycle. And of course, we want to keep you updated on all the scores that are taking place. We got PGA Championship taking place right now. Of course, we got the Subway Series underway. We do have some bets going on, and that is 2-1 New York Mets over the Yankees right now in the top of the fourth inning. We did cash one of our three-leg parlay, Juan Soto, both with a hit and scored a run. So that takes care of the hits plus runs plus RBI prop that we have for that. So that's one of the three legs. We'll keep you updated on that and everything else taking place as the Liberty are ahead of the Aces as well. 11 points so far in the first half. But, ladies and gentlemen, even though we did have ourselves a Game 6 come to fruition last night, we had another Game 6 just a night before that, which means the two best words in the American language are put together. And here it is, Game 7, OKC versus the Denver Nuggets in OKC. It'll be a 3:30 tomorrow Eastern. And who better to have on than Ryan Edwards, host of the Afternoon Drive, 850 KOA in Denver. Ryan, dude, what a wild, wild ride this has been so far. And frankly, I looked at the numbers. OKC has not dropped two games in a row yet this year. Is that changing tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.?
Well, a lot of it, I think, rests on the hamstring of Aaron Gordon. As we sit here today, he is a major question mark, and without him, I don't see a path for victory. It's not to say that they can't or impossible or any of those kinds of things, because I believe, in fact, the two games they did beat OKC in the regular season were without Aaron Gordon. But this is playoffs. It's a different deal. This is in Oklahoma City, certainly a motivated Oklahoma City team. So it's going to be tough. The line, as you guys have probably noted, has already moved a little bit with the news on Aaron Gordon to 8.5. So that for me is it. I mean, the Nuggets have the experience. They've been here. They know how to win these games. The Oklahoma City Thunder do not have the same experience. So I do think that matters in this matchup. But without Aaron Gordon, it seems tough.
Ryan, great to have you. Rob Brown, you know, the criticism about Denver, the concern about Denver was a lack of depth in the opening series. Russell Westbrook was that guy in this most recent Game 6. Julian Strother was hot, 15 points, 4 of 8, 3 of 4 from behind the arc. But, of course, that assumes that you had your full and healthy starting five. If Gordon is a no-go, do you think Westbrook, do you think Strother, does Peyton Watson, like, who's going to get the minutes? And more importantly, how do you overcome an already lacking bench when you've got to move one of those guys into a starting role, or can they at all?
Yeah, it's fantastic as far as the point you're making there. And honestly, I really don't, you know, you got an interim head coach, and he hasn't really been tested with a lot of the rotation stuff. I mean, he's had a couple of moments where, hey, do I play Joker in the fourth quarter? Oh, yeah, he's the best player in the world. Yeah, let's play him in the fourth quarter. But otherwise, like, he hasn't really been tested with the lineup because he's had his five starters available to him throughout the entire playoff. So if for some reason Gordon can't go, my guess, and this is just a guess, that it would be Peyton Watson that they would probably get the start. They really like Russell Westbrook's energy coming off the bench. They like that rotation. I don't think you want to really mess with your guard rotation that way. Peyton Watson is the closest comp, I guess. And again, he doesn't offer everything that Gordon does as a scorer, but at least on the defensive side of things, Peyton Watson can help you there in extended minutes. That would be my lean. Julian Strother, what a great story that was in game six. But the guy had scored 17 total points throughout the entire playoffs and then erupted for 15. We know oftentimes when it comes to home games, especially in the playoffs, the role players, they tend to really have bounce moments. This for me, hey, I like Julian Strother. I don't know if you can count on any kind of production like that from him in this game specifically. So for me, it'd be Peyton Watson, and then you would just let Russ and Julian Strother come in rotation.
Ryan, I got a question for you that might not be as located to this game as more of an overall whole of the NBA. What will it look like if after tomorrow Joker gets it done and somehow wins this game in OKC, and then 3 days later we give the MVP award to SGA?
You know, it's going to be embarrassing. That, I mean, it just mm-hmm. is. It's going to be embarrassing for the NBA. And I kind of wonder, because last year they gave this out on May 8th, and boy, I'm looking at the calendar now. It says May 17th. I'm kind of wondering if the delay on this is in part because they'd rather it not be sort of an embarrassing moment. Like, say, you give the MVP out to SGA, because it's usually in a game, right? I mean, you usually give it to him mm-hmm. right before the game. But, you know, if you give SGA the MVP tomorrow afternoon and then Jokic and the Nuggets beat them on their home court, it's embarrassing. He had the statistical – one of the best statistical seasons of all time. I mean, of all time, not just for a center, for anybody. And I understand the fatigue that the voters are feeling for Nikola Jokic, because it's like, well, gosh, he's great every year. What are we supposed to do? Give him the MVP yesterday? Yeah, you give it to him every year because he's really that good, and he really is the difference between the Nuggets being a lottery team and being where they're at now. Nobody disputes that fact. So, yeah, you give it to him every year because he's earned it and because he had – his best season after already winning the MVP three times. But again, it's SGA's turn. I understand he had a good season, but I do believe the delay in this is in part because this thing has really gone the distance, and the last thing the NBA wants to do is really embarrass anybody.
Mm-hmm. I like that take, Ryan. You said something in the middle there, which is without Nikola Jokic, that's the difference between this team being a lottery team and being an NBA championship contender. I feel like I'm legally obligated to ask you, there's a lot of talk about could Nikola Jokic be kind of frustrated with the Nuggets? Could it be enough for him to say, I'm done here, I'm ready to move on? The Michael Malone drama kind of added some smoke to that whole thing. I want you to, if you can, either kind of put this to bed or, if you want, fan the flames a little bit. Is there any chance that there is a major foundational change to this team, including the potential departure of Nikola Jokic in the offseason, or are we going to see a restructure in this team back around him next year?
I mean, I imagine you got a lot of Lakers fans listening, so this brings me a lot of joy to tell them to go kick rocks. There's no way Nikola Jokic is leaving the Denver Nuggets. And you know, that's the thing. Like, he's their franchise. He is the franchise. And they know that they're a team that is completely bereft of talent otherwise without him. And it's not to be, you know, digging at Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray, who are, I think, are really good players, especially good complementary players to a star. But we've seen what happens when this guy doesn't play. I mean, even just in games, when he takes rest, the plus minus, it's abysmal. They're a bad team without him. And this would be one of those deals where if you weren't in this situation now looking for a head coach, the great news is you know what you're looking for, right? I mean, hey, how do you maximize Nikola Jokic? You're asking the GM, you're asking the next head coach. You're saying, how do we maximize this window? And that's the answer you're going to be building around for the next, hopefully, 10 years, maybe 8, depending on when he wants to go back and just hang with his horses. But that's where we're at with Nikola Jokic. He isn't going anywhere, and they have no reason whatsoever to force him out. And he, honestly, I don't think he gives, you know what about any of the MVP stuff or the drama or any of that. He just wants to play basketball and then go home to his horses in the offseason.
By the way, we are talking with Ryan Edwards on the phone right now. Afternoon Drive host, 850 KOA in Denver. Honest question, Ryan. Just straight up, if you can remove just the Denver love from it, what are you actually feeling going in tomorrow, 3:30 p.m.?
Oh, man. It's so funny this week. In fact, really throughout the whole season, my co-host and I, he's been teasing me because I've been a big Oklahoma City Thunder fan as far as the way they're built, the way they perform. I mean, how can you not be? 68 wins. I mean, they're just so dominant. And again, you talk about statistical seasons. They've had one of the best of all time. So he teases me constantly because he makes it sound like I'm a bigger Oklahoma City fan than Nuggets fan, which breaks my heart because I'm a lifelong Nuggets fan. So you're asking me my head versus my heart question here. My heart is always going to be with the Nuggets, but my head says Oklahoma City is going to win this game. The one thing that keeps sort of pulling at me a little bit is just the experience factor, because this is Daigneault's first Game 7. In fact, I think there's only combined three total Game 7s on the Oklahoma City Thunder versus 36 for the Nuggets. So the experience factor could be a big deal in this game. But the fact is, if we're being honest, the Nuggets have overachieved to this point. I appreciate their fight. I appreciate everything they brought out there. After they fired their coach and GM, I said, hey, make a good series of the Clippers. Maybe get this thing to 7. You'll see what happens. And they did that. They won that series. I said, hey, get it to 5 or 6 with Oklahoma City, and then I'm going to feel pretty good about this. Guess what? You got it all the way to 7. They've shown a lot of fight, a lot of heart. I'm pretty good with where they're at, but I understand how some Nuggets fans are still going to be greedy, and I dig that, but my head tells me Oklahoma City is going to wrap this up tomorrow.
Ryan, I think we're all in the same boat on that. Ryan Edwards of KOA 850 in Denver here on Bet for the Cycle. Rob Brown, Cody Decker. So let's talk about this game then. I mean, I think the obvious answer is Nikola Jokic gets his triple-double. Jamal Murray chips in 35. Who else can help? I mean, what else can this team do? Is there any path to victory for Denver in an upset in this one, in your opinion?
So you asked the perfect question, because I really don't know, especially if it's not Aaron Gordon, right? I mean, if he's limited, he's been playing, I think he's averaging around 38 minutes per game. And so let's go the halfway point on this. Say he plays, but he's not going to play the full complement. He's not going to be 100%. So then, okay, does that mean Russell Westbrook needs to pick up the scoring slack? Boy, that's been a roller coaster, as you guys have watched. Was fun in the Clippers series, hasn't been nearly as much fun in this Oklahoma City series. So I can't predict him. Julius Strother, what a fun story. But once again, that might have been a one-off. Maybe he shows up and impresses us. Michael Porter Jr. is the man with one arm. Again, maybe he gets hot. He had 21 points in one game earlier this series. It has to be him. But I mentioned, he's out there with one arm. I mean, what are we doing here? That really tells you everything, right? You have a dude playing without an arm. He can't put his own jersey on. He needs assistance for that, and he's out there because the Nuggets don't have other options. And if they did, they'd be playing him. If he was on the Oklahoma City Thunder right now, they would have sat him from the very beginning. He wouldn't be playing. So it's a perfect example of where these two teams are at. The Nuggets coming into this really needing everybody to show up and play great every night. Nikola Jokic is a great equalizer, but even he needs help. If Jamal Murray can't get to, as you pointed out, 35, if Nikola Jokic can't get to that triple-double, this thing could be a blowout. So they really need somebody like MPJ to suddenly, like, I don't know, what PRP injection, whatever you got to do, donate a shoulder, Nuggets country. I mean, whatever you got to do, but we got to have MPJ out there probably chipping in at least 20 points.
MPJ, the opposite of the Winter Soldier. Ryan Edwards, host of Afternoon Drive on 850 KOA in Denver. My man, I appreciate it. It has been a ride for the Nuggets. I would say enjoy tomorrow night's game. I don't know if it's going to be possible or not, but Big Dog, appreciate you pulling up, buddy. Thank you very much.
Anytime, guys.
Got it. Ryan Edwards, KOA 850 in Denver. Appreciate him coming through. I agree with him. This MPJ story has been wild. The other thing I would talk about, and I kind of mentioned him earlier, Deck, is Russell Westbrook, who was like, looked like old Russell Westbrook in the first series. In this series, he's just kind of been another dude in the rotation. The problem is they only played 8 in the last game. If Aaron Gordon can't go, they're down to 7 guys that have played significant minutes in this series. The reality is, forget the talent. They just don't have the legs. They don't have the stamina to pull this game off, in my opinion, which is unfortunate. And also why that line is at 8.5. I'm looking right now, 80%+ of the money coming in on Denver to cover that 8.5. This kind of is starting to feel to me, Cody, like a public fade. I may go Oklahoma City to cover that 8.5 and ride that better number thanks to the betting public.
I mean, you said it right there. We're talking about a team that only was able to roll out roughly, what, 8 players? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 8 players. The Thunder rolled out like 13. Like, it's just, they're so damn deep and they're so damn young. I don't know, man. I don't know how the Nuggets can do it, especially if we don't have any Aaron Gordon. But guys, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we got more sports to talk. We got to update you on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.